All this past week, we've been looking at the wisdom of God and how we are to live by applying that wisdom in an ordinary, everyday way. When we live that way, we find happiness along the path and our days are fuller for longer. They seem to be lengthened. That wisdom of God is very practical. Just now we have the Mountain Festival on in Fort William in February. Climbers may be what's called crag-fast. They're not able to move and they're in danger. They try different ways to get off, to get down, to get out, but none of them worked. They need help. Mountain rescue boys or climbers get in beside the person. They tell that climber where to move foot or hand, step by step, getting him off the rock and out of danger. That is wisdom. The Bible message describes many ways of wisdom, but the one I want to take now says this: Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And I want to apply that. The wrong things we do get us into trouble. We're stuck. We cannot put things right. We cannot stop doing what's wrong. We try to make amends, do good, but that doesn't work. We need help. Jesus Christ gives it. And again, it's step by step. He came into the world and lived the same kind of life that we live, except he did no wrong. Perfect life that we could not live. He offered his life as a sacrifice to cover all the guilt and wrong from his people. He died. But is it enough? That question troubles anyone who has a concern over the way he or she lives and how he or she may die. But there's another encouraging step. He rose again from the dead, the message of Easter. And what that means is that God, his Father, is pleased with the work he achieved and accepts the work of salvation on behalf of his people. He's obtained it, and he has that gift to give. And he's ascended into heaven, and there in authority, he gives that gift of forgiveness and salvation to as many as come and ask him. And so we come back to what I said at the beginning. Jesus Christ is the wonderful wisdom of God. Step by step, addressing the problems man has caused and created. But God comes right down beside those in need and gives help so that he can lift them up and give them abundant and everlasting life.